Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Easy Trip Planners Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. RikPitti, CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Rikančsir?
Hi, Rikančis having some trouble with his audio connection. He's trying. Just check Rikančs line. Is there?
Yes, sir, he's there. Rikančs sir? Hello, Rikančs
sir. Can you please patch him again?
Sure, sir, I'll do that.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rikančs Pitti. I'm a CEO and a co-founder at easemytrip.com.
Rikančs, you may begin with your opening remarks.
Great. Thank you so much. Welcome to easemytrip's Quarter 3 FY25 earnings call. Thank you for joining us today. Our earnings presentation and the press release have been made available on our website and stock exchanges, and I hope you would have a chance to review them. To begin, I'll take you through our performance for the quarter, following which we will be happy to address any questions you may have. During Quarter 3 FY25, we continue to strengthen our market position with sustained growth across key business segments. Our focus on diversifying revenue streams and enhancing customer experience has yielded meaningful results, particularly in the non-air segments. In Quarter 3 FY25, our gross booking revenue reached 2,149 crores. The EBITDA stood at 51 crores, growing quarter on quarter at 20.7%, which translates to a margin of 33.2%. PAT for the quarter stood at INR 34 crores, growing quarter on quarter at 30%, with a margin of 22.1%. This quarter, hotel nights booked stood at 2.5 lakhs, reflecting a significant 172% year-on-year growth and contributing 11.1% to the gross booking revenue. Bookings in the train, buses, and the other category grew by 31.9% year-on-year to 3.6 lakhs, contributing 2% to GBR. For the first 9 months of FY25, our performance remains strong. Our gross booking revenue for 9 months FY25 was INR 6,499 crores, while EBITDA stood at INR 144 crores, with a margin of 31.3%. PAT for the period stood at INR 92 crores, a margin of 20.6%. Hotel nights bookings grew by 73% year-on-year to 6.5 lakhs, contributing 10.6% to the GBR. The train, buses, and the other segments recorded 9.5 lakhs bookings, making a 23% year-on-year growth. Our Dubai operations have also shown remarkable progress, showing a year-on-year growth of 227%, and the gross booking revenue stood at 170 crores in Quarter 3 FY25. This growth reflects our success in capturing market opportunities abroad, particularly in Dubai, and reinforces our commitment to strengthening our international footprint. As we move forward, expanding our presence in key markets remains a priority, positioning us well for the sustained growth in the region and beyond. We have undertaken multiple strategic initiatives this quarter to strengthen our positioning in the market. On the marketing front, easemytrip has strengthened its brand presence through high-impact collaborations. We secured the title sponsorship for the Big Cricket League, engaging with cricket enthusiasts through exclusive travel benefits and ticket giveaways. The tournament held in December 2024 recorded a live viewership of 16.1 million across television and digital platforms. Additionally, the event achieved a global reach of 200 million through various digital, print, and social media channels. Additionally, we have partnered with the Kho Kho Federation of India to launch the inaugural Kho Kho World Cup in January 2025 in New Delhi, further reinforcing our commitment to supporting indigenous sports. This sponsorship provided significant brand exposure, reaching an average of 2.6 million unique viewers per match. Continuing with our commitment to sports engagement, we will sponsor Season 2 of the World Championship of Legends T20 League, which runs from July 18 to August 2, 2025, featuring marquee matches including India versus Pakistan. With the tournament's growing appeal and an estimate audience of 280 to 325 million, WCL Season 2 presents a unique opportunity to connect with cricket enthusiasts across key markets. Offline expansion continues to be a priority. We have accelerated the rollout of our franchisee model, opening new stores in Raipur, Srikalahasti, Bangalore, Jabalpur, Bhubaneswar, and Hyderabad. Additionally, our new Mumbai office has been inaugurated to enhance corporate and MICE travel solutions. This quarter, we were honored to receive the prestigious Co-Global Accreditation from IATA, which is a testament to our expanding international presence and credibility amongst global airlines partners. In line with our commitment to sustainability, we have partnered with BNZ Green to introduce real-time carbon footprint tracking and also blockchain-based carbon offset program. This allows travelers to purchase carbon credits and receive verified certificates, promoting sustainable travel choices. Our strategic partnership with OLX India has expanded our digital footprint, integrating our dedicated travel booking section within their platform, providing seamless access to flights, hotels, and holiday packages for its 35 million plus monthly users. To enhance customer engagement, we launched the Winter Carnival Sale 2024, offering attractive discounts. As a part of our calibration with Cards 24, customers booking via EaseMyTrip had the opportunity to win a pre-owned car, while Cards 24 users received travel vouchers and the top spender won a Goa trip. Furthering our expansion into specialized travel services, we have entered the study tourism sector with the acquisition of Planet Education Australia. This move strengthens our international education portfolio and also enables us to offer dedicated student travel services. Looking ahead, we remain focused on scaling our business profitably, expanding our non-air verticals, and also to strengthen our international operations. Our investments in strategic partnerships, customer-centric innovations, and digital transformation continues to position us well for the sustained growth. With that, I would like to conclude my remarks. Thank you once again for your time. I would now like to open the floor for questions and answers. Over to you, moderator.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We have our first question from the line of Manik Taneja from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Manik, you're audible.
Yeah. So the question that I had was to essentially get a sense of the competitive intensity in the space, given what we've seen in your numbers. Q3 typically is a strong quarter for travel. And if I look at your GVR numbers across categories, it appears we may have grown slower compared to competition, both larger competition as well as similar size or smaller competition. It would be great to get your inputs as to why is that happening and how should we reckon this playing out over the foreseeable future. And the second question was with regards to there was once again some news flow around promoter / company interest in in related to GoAir would be great. It would be great to get clarity on that front. Thank you.
Manik, this is Prashant. I will answer your first question, which is respect to the competitive intensity. Manik, if you compare quarter-on-quarter, our GBR, in fact, year-on-year as well, our GBR grew. However, our discount actually, we de-grew our discount quarter-on-quarter from 3.8% to 3%. So, you know, at EaseMyTrip, we are heavily focused on the bottom line. And with that focus, you know, there is some competition which you and I would agree on. There are, you know, efforts by newly listed players who are trying their level best to capture the market. At EaseMyTrip, we are very, very cautionable in growing ourselves while remaining profitable. So we took the call of reducing our discounts for this particular quarter, and yet there was an increase in GBR, which we see as a positive sign. In terms of private players, I see that there are a few private players as well which are burning money at the moment dramatically to grow their business vis-a-vis EaseMyTrip, another listed company. And we have seen in the past as well that none of these efforts, you know, lead towards long-term growth and long-term sustainable business practices, which is why we are also, you know, cautioning very carefully in terms of managing profitability and also managing growth. That's the question number one. Question number two is with respect to the GoAir, which is basically a very, very private move by Nishant Pithi, who's also co-founder and of EaseMyTrip. Yes, we are trying to see if basically we can revive GoAir again. There is a lot of value in GoAir, and however, this is a very, very private conversation. If that happens, it would basically lead to the benefit of EaseMyTrip. But this is not with respect to EaseMyTrip. It's a decision of an individual at the EaseMyTrip capacity.
Sure. Just to clarify, so there will be no involvement from EaseMyTrip's side in case the promoters try to essentially participate in the GoAir revival. And that will also not mean that they will come to sell any additional equity to fund those initiatives.
Nishant has already taken a public stand saying that, you know, he has sold 1.4%, not 14%, which was incorrectly mentioned in the media. And yes, for this year, there will be no selling from the promoter side. It has already been corrected and communicated very well.
Okay. And just a clarification on the response to question number one. I do understand your focus on growing profitably, etc., etc. But the competition is also growing profitably without compromising on profitability and still getting higher growth. So what do you think are they doing differently compared to us?
So basically, if you compare from the competition, they have much, much higher share of hotel booking compared to us at the moment. And if you see from our quarterly results, we are also extremely heavily focused on growing our hotel business, which is a far more profitable business line than airline business. And for the last 2.5 years, Manik, you have been tracking us. And you can also see that our hotel numbers are increasing gradually. At the time when we got this
year, your hotel GDR is flat on a sequential basis despite the seasonality associated with December quarter. Thereby, I don't understand why our growth essentially is not happening in that category in a seasonally strong period.
So, you don't have to look for every particular quarter. You have to see on the overall perspective. If this particular quarter, the growth wasn't there, but the last few quarters, you would see that the growth was there. And every quarter, we have to manage, again, profitability in a newer business line, which is a hotel for us, while growing the numbers, while remaining profitable itself. For many, many years, our competitors have burned money for 16, 17 years to get to the place where economies of scale are hitting them, and they are able to grow their hotel business profitably now. So we would also like the chance to grow our hotel business. However, we are constrained to do it profitably, which is why there are certain quarters where we are able to grow our hotel business leaps and bounds. And for certain quarters, you may see muted respect. Otherwise, the results are going in the right direction. At the time of listing, 97% of our business was flight business, and now that number has come to about 86%. So clearly, the results are heading in the right direction, and you would continue to see our efforts from non-air business getting into more fruition, and which will lead to much more profitability in the future.
Sure. Thank you for the detailed response. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Balamurali Krishnan from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So from the results, we can see that since the last four, five quarters, so GBR is not growing, and we are also not able to grow any revenue contribution. Only the thing positive is that the contribution from the hotel business is growing. So how do we see the future of the company, maybe in the next year? How will see? Last year also, Prashant told that we can do 250 crores PAT, but later it's revised it to PBT 250 crores, but at last we ended around 100 crores PAT. So what do you expect from the FY25 and FY26 overall perspective? Could you just share with us?
So thank you for the question. See, basically, we are trying our level best to grow the company. As you rightly put, the hotel business is growing, and also our Middle East business is growing. Our efforts on India air market might be subdued, and the reason is that there is a lot of competition from the private players who are in the eye of growing their airline business at the cost of losing money, and because of which there is a muted growth. We did grow about 7% in this particular quarter, but again, we also agree that growth could have been much better had we increased our discount from last quarter. We reduced from 3.8% to 3%. Had we increased had we kept our discount to 3.8%, we would have seen at least 15 to 20% increase in our GBR. But again, as a company which has been bootstrapped ever since, only last year ago we raised some capital, we really, really care about profitability. And for that matter, we understand that it's a long-term game. We have created these matters which we believe will outlast all of our lifetimes. And with that belief, we do understand that there will be certain quarters, certain years which will be muted. And we are not new to this. There have been multiple years where EaseMyTrip did not grow, 2013-14 for that matter. And yet the company started growing whenever the feasible time came. So currently, there is a pressure from private companies which are trying to grow the business. And on the basis of those, we are just relying on the strategy which we deem fit at the moment. And for that reason, we have reduced our discount for this particular quarter. And yet we grew by 7%. For the coming years, we see a lot of optimism. We do understand that, the kind of money which private players are putting in are not going to last forever. They are taking a lot of losses, and which again will also stop after some time. And we believe that the growth in aviation industry will surely benefit us being the second largest player, and more so as we are also aggressive in our approach.
On the hotel segment, so where do you see that shaping out in the next year? So how much will contribution we can expect on the revenue side from the hotel sector?
So our target is that in FY26, we should be able to say 75% of our business came from flight and 25% business came from all other sectors, which right now is at 86%. So we should expect a lot of growth on the hotel and the holiday side from our company.
Okay. Next on this, the equity dilution. So we are unnecessarily diluting the equity by giving various bonus, and so I don't think it's very necessary. They should earlier in the first bonus issue, we told that it's anniversary, so we give, and after that, without any reason, we are diluting. So when investor call, people are asking, you are telling that it's a board decision. So board will take their decisions based on promoters' recommendations only. These are unnecessary. So if you do any one more equity dilution, like issuing bonus, maybe in the coming months, so the share price will become a penny stock. So unnecessarily, I think we are diluting the equity. But I don't know the rationale behind this one. Could you please share what is the reason behind this dilution, equity dilution, giving unnecessary bonus issues?
So that was done, you know, a quarter before. It was not done in the last quarter, so I do not think so it is relevant for this quarter call. Again, as you yourself said, it was a board decision, and I do take your feedback into consideration. The management will keep this into consideration the next time any such topic comes in.
No, but see, that's okay. It's done a quarter before. But what is the reason behind that bonus issue? So in coming months also, we can expect the same without any reason, any occasion, we are issuing bonus and making diluting equity. And one more thing, so this is one thing. Second one is the promoter was trying to sell the entire stake of 14%, but as there were no buyers, so he could able to sell only some partial amount. So maybe in future, maybe there will be some buyers who are interested at this stage. So we can expect some more selling also. Even past few months before, maybe 6 months also committed that there will be no further selling, but still we have a lot of promoter stake selling. So even it's now committed publicly, but maybe we can expect some more selling also. Can you please share some thoughts on that one?
See, you know, firstly, I would like to tell you a high-level view. Most of the internet companies, promoters own 1, 2, 5, 10% maximum. Our company is a very unique company. We, as a promoter group, we still own more than 50%, and hence our interests are extremely well aligned with the shareholders which exist for each matter. We are trying our level best to create value for ourselves and for our shareholders by the virtue of holding more than 50% of the company. You know, the public commitment is made that for this particular year, we will not be selling any shares, so we would abide by that.
So, and on the bonus issue side also, do you think that there will be no further bonus issue on equity dilution going forward?
That is not my individual decision, and at this capacity, I will not be able to say anything on it. However, the board and the management and the promoters who are on this call have taken a note of what you have shared, and we will let you know whenever the right time comes.
Sure. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Amit, you are very well.
Yeah, yeah. So the Dubai office has shown a remarkable increase in GBR. Like, what factors contributed to this growth, and how sustainable is it?
So, Middle East is a very unique business opportunity. There is no clear-cut winner in the Middle East, and yet, people are moving online, and hence, there is a very strong belief in the company that Middle East will continue to grow for our organization. Our flight and our hotel, both businesses are growing out of Middle East, and we believe that this growth is very sustainable. You would also see that, you know, in Middle East, we would find ourselves, you know, not growing as much for a couple of quarters and then again shooting up and growing. If you see our last 8-quarter performance, you know, we do plateau for some quarters and then we grow again, then we plateau for some quarters. And the rationale behind it is that with every growth, there is an inefficiency which gets created. And then we take one quarter to basically remove those inefficiencies, become efficient again, and then press the pedal of growth again. So this is usual way of our working, and hence you would see growth spurt come from Middle East for every now and then quarter. And we believe that we have not even achieved 5% of what we could basically bring out of Middle East.
And so my second question was connected, like, how are the partnerships with OLX and Cars24 going to contribute to the revenue and user engagement?
So that is something which time will tell. At OLX, what's happening is that we will allow consumers to book their flight tickets and other offerings at the OLX website itself, which has roughly around 35 million monthly active users. So there's a decent chance that they might become a very good partner to us and support our growth. With Cars24, basically, there is a giveaway where, you know, we will basically be giving away cars as offerings to people who are participating in purchasing at EaseMatter. So these are the kind of, you know, collaborations which we are going through.
Sir, may I ask one more question?
Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. What initiatives are being taken to expand into corporate and premium travel segments?
Alicant, if you could share a few lines on this question, that'd be great. I believe that Alicant's line might have gotten, there's something wrong with the, you know, conference call today. Anyways, I'll take this question. At EaseMyTrip, we have somewhere around 11,000 corporates who are using EaseMyTrip, who have registered and are using EaseMyTrip on regular basis. There are a lot of efforts. We have recently concluded, you know, creating a 2.0 approach for our corporate program. And with this 2.0 approach, a lot of things are done very seamlessly. Earlier, there was a lot of requirement for corporates to basically send a query via email and via mobile phone, via calling to our corporate agent and to be able to make their booking. However, a lot of it is done digitally. We have also included an AI program in it to suggest the right times at which the corporate should book their flight tickets in order to basically save, you know, save on the flight cost. So a lot is happening, and we look forward to grow our corporate business, which is very minimal at the moment, to into double digits.
That's possibly helpful, sir. Thank you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raghav Kapoor from Alpha Resilience. Please go ahead.
I just want to find out, how are you filling the management gap created by the resignation of Nishant?
Well, Nishant has not resigned from the company. He has just resigned from the CEO position, and Vikant is the CEO. Nishant is a very active member at EaseMyTrip. He's actually the chairman of the company. So there is no loss of management from our side.
But come on, I mean, he's resigned from his position. He's trimmed down his ownership in the company. You know, these things are all sudden developments in the company, and you're telling me that he's now as involved as he was when he was a CEO?
So, his ownership in the company is still in double digits. May I correct that on that?
I know you talk about 50% ownership, and that seems to be higher than other people, et cetera, which, by the way, I don't agree with, but that's besides the point. The issue is that as investors in your company, you're seeing the CEO suddenly resign, which is obviously a red flag. You're seeing the CEO reduce his stake in the company, another red flag. But then you're telling me that he's still actively involved. How do you square that peg?
So, as I said, that, you know, the combined ownership and his individual ownership is still very, very high in the company, and hence he's very well aligned with the company. Yes, there are about seven odd CXOs in the company. It's a professional-run company where we have you know, we have a CTO, we have a CMO, just like in any other organization.
I'm asking specifically about
Nishant. If you please allow me to complete.
Okay, I'm asking about Nishant. I know you're professionally run and you have lots of people there, et cetera. We got all that. With somebody who's quit as a CEO, how are you filling that vacancy?
Vikant is the new CEO of the company. And you know, that is how we fill the gap. But again, if you would let me complete my sentence, that'd be great. I did not get your name, please.
That's relevant, but okay, my name is Raghav Kapoor.
Thank you, Mr. Raghav. Mr. Raghav, as I said, that the company is professionally run, and we at the helm of the company are still managing the day-to-day affairs of the company, where the professional run CEOs, who we believe are by far more smarter than we are at this particular juncture, you know, for the company. They are running the company in the best manner, best capable manner as they could. Vikant is the CEO who's at the helm of the affairs and taking in charge of all the CXOs are reporting to Vikant. And we all are trying our level best to grow the company for our benefit and for the shareholders' benefit.
Listen, I'm not going to belabor the point, but the point I'm trying to make is when somebody resigns, and I recognize that Vikant is there and he's a very competent person, I'm sure, and you have also the people around you, but there is a vacancy created when
the CEO resigns. Hi, Raghav, Nishant Pedia this side.
Yeah.
So let me answer that. So firstly, Vikant is going to take care of the international operation as a CEO of the company. I'm going to take care of the international expansion of the company. For that purpose, I have to travel a lot abroad India. That's the main reason I also stepped down as CEO.
Okay, got it. The second thing is, you know, I appreciate the fact that you have a lot of initiatives going on with the company. I think one or two quarters before you talked about ONDC and, of course, your expansion in various different segments and geographies. But, you know, it seems like there are lots going on, and maybe because revenues have come down, as we've seen, that it's defining what the strategic direction of the company is and focusing on that part may be a better option than looking at various parts and kind of sowing your seed all across the borders, etc. It's just something for you guys to reflect on, because, you know, there's not to talk about. It seems you guys are very busy, and that's great. And I know there are all these initiatives with all these companies, etc., and partnerships, etc. But really, I mean, ultimately, that has to reflect in terms of earnings and you know, and earnings growth, I would say. Right now, what we're seeing is, you know, yes, I know there's pressure from lots of competitors, et cetera, and all that is there. But the fact is that, you know, both in terms of operating performance and not and under the invention how the stock is done, but operating performance, the company is not doing as much as you guys may talk about.
Thank you, Mr. Raga. Thank you for your feedback. We will consider the comments which you have. Thank you.
Just one more feedback, guys. I think, you know, one of the things that has really upset a lot of us over here is, as investors in your business or people who are at least concerned or keeping track of your businesses, the surprises. And I think it was alluded to by the person who asked the question two questions before me. You know, it's that all of a sudden you're having these significant moves. It would be worthwhile, and at least, you know, as opposed to surprising us, giving us some sort of heads up that we are doing, making certain departures, et cetera, because, you know, obviously there's an adverse reaction in the market when you make such moves, even if they're incorrectly reported. They should then be correctly reported. And I think it's better that you have some preparation and planning ahead, so we can also prepare and plan ahead. Just a suggestion.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. I repeat, if you want to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shushrut Vinayaka from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear my voice?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, yeah, my question is related to the bursars. Like in few quarters before, I heard that the manufacturing of bursars is going on, and when that will be implemented, can you just throw some light on it?
Sorry, your voice was not very audible. I could not hear your question.
So let me answer your question. I heard that question. So the EV buses, what we started off, the manufacturing, that is going to take up more than 2 quarters time to completely come in shape.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for joining us today. The quarter concluded positively, and we remain optimistic regarding the robust growth trajectory for a wide range of services. We will look forward to meeting you in the next quarter. Please stay safe and healthy, and feel free to reach us in case of any questions which has remained unanswered. Thank you once again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Easy Trip Planners Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.